Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Dr. David Stebbin. He's a professor of history and law at Ohio State University, author of Promised Land, How the Rise of the Middle Class Transformed America. David, thanks again for being here. The infrastructure bill that the Biden administration is proposing is going, you know, I haven't read it. I don't know all the things that are in it. Sometimes these bills are annoying to read because the title, it doesn't have anything to do with what they're going to spend the money on. But it does seem that the infrastructure bill is going to have some money that will be spent out in the flyover America. What do you think the opportunity is for small businesses to get some of that?
But there are different impacts. So, in other words, one way is small businesses helping, right, you know, build infrastructure, getting government contracts. The other thing that a bill can do, especially if it's big and it sounds as though it's going to be big, is, of course, it employs people who then go spend money, right? And if you traditional infrastructure employs heavily, you know, sort of middle-class white men mm-hmm. and Latino men and African-American men, you know, there was in prime working age with families and so on. And so if infrastructure since the 1930s has been popular, right? In other words, during the New Deal, they built
right.
a lot.
CCP.
Damn,
yeah, the
like
CCC.
That.
CCC Correct. And the WPO and all that.
Well, and after the 20 years of Democrats, we had the Eisenhower administration, and
yep,
they
interstate.
Spearheaded the interstate highway system
yeah.
in the 50s and 60s. And that was infrastructure. And it was, and many of those things were built to last and were very popular. And they created lots
many
of good
people,
jobs.
Many people cross bridges today going to their work from their homes that the CCC and the WPO built in the 30s.
Correct. And part of what I think made so much of that popular was that it helped people get around. It contributed to, you know, businesses benefited.
Farm to market. One of the main things was farm to market. That was one of the main reasons for
right.
paving roads. Farm to market. Go ahead.
Correct. They also built or improved a great many airports in that era. Same thing.
Right.
In other words, it helped commerce.
New pathways to commerce is broadband now, right? And I wonder
how much
money is in this for broadband?
Well, and here's where the political part matters. In other words, the Senate in particular is, of course, evenly divided. And people focus on the two Georgia senators because they were elected last, and they gave the Democrats a very fair majority.
Right.
But the crucial senator here, who really will determine things, is the most conservative Democrat.
Yep.
In other words, the one who's philosophically the closest to the Republicans, and that's Senator Manchin of West Virginia.
Joe Manchin, yeah.
And Joe Manchin, West Virginia is a neighbor of Ohio, and there are a lot of West Virginians who have moved to Columbus
mm-hmm.
from their beautiful home state of West Virginia. And so you have I have a window into that world. And Senator Manchin is a very
you?
Traditional kind. Well, he's a more traditional guy in all ways, right? In other words, he
could be a Republican. He could convert. A lot of people thought he might convert. But anyway.
Well, the thing to know about Joe Manchin is that he is a Catholic Italian-American, and he can vividly remember, as an early teenager, President Kennedy being elected. In other words, and that has sort of wedded him, if you want
mm-hmm.
to put it that way, that
mm-hmm.
formative experience. There were not very many Catholic folks in West Virginia in those
right.
days.
So what do you think he's going to do? What do you think he's going to do to help people with the spending bill?
Well, and this goes right back to your question about broadband, because West Virginia is exactly the kind of state that suffers from that.
Yeah.
So he has a particular interest in, you know, more internet connection, faster, mm-hmm. more reliable, improving that. West Virginia is also the kind of place where they need money to be spent on roads, bridges,
right.
and all the rest.
Yeah.
So, and he is insistent that this bill is work for people between the coasts and so on.
Right, and fly over America, as I said. We got to watch Joe Manchin, folks. Hey, David, I need your website, please.
I still don't have one. I haven't had time.
Work on it. Promised Land is the book.
All right.
Dr. David Steben is the author. He's a professor of history and law at Ohio State University. Hey, good job today, David. David, come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Stay well.
See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.